Hello, welcome to the Productions Plus podcast. I'm Joe Stearns. I've worked with Productions Plus for many years. I was also the founder and artistic director of Signal Ensemble Theater in Chicago for 14 years. I'm an actor, a producer, and talent agent. We're here to talk about the industry, the art, and everything in between. Thank you for joining us. This week, we have a special episode. Productions Plus founder Marjorie Krebsky-Dosey talks with model, actor, and therapist Rachel Goslin. Rachel talks candidly with Marjorie about how she balances family and multiple careers while always remembering that joy is a gift. This is an uplifting episode that I think is a perfect listen as we reflect on 2023 and move into the new year. You're gonna love it.
Hello, and welcome to the Productions Plus podcast. This is Marjorie Krebsky-Dosey, the founder of Productions Plus, and today I am your host for the Productions Plus podcast. Our guest is Rachel Buford Goslin, and Rachel is a very, very interesting person because she is an actress, having played the starring role in Sirens of Chrome, and a model, having appeared in numerous magazine covers or on magazine covers and feature fashion spreads. But she is also a professional therapist and a mother, family person, and she has a great story balancing all of this. So welcome, Rachel.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Well, we're very excited to have you here because many people ask, how can I be in the creative field, like acting, print modeling, a singer or whatever, and also maybe have a day job to help support that? So tell us a little bit about your background.
Oh, boy.
your journey.
Right. Yes, I started modeling around... Oh, goodness, probably 17 or 18 years old. And by that time, it was just school. I would book probably a shoot every night for every single day of the week to build a portfolio. It was exhausting and wonderful because when I got those photos back, it breathed a fire in me to keep going. So I would keep that going. I went through college. I got my full ride undergraduate in social work and then went on to get my master's degree, all while modeling and doing the acting for Sirens of Chrome as well. I think the biggest key is just I love it. If you love it, you make time for it. You make time for the things and the people that you love. And I love my people, but I also love this work.
Well, you, I'm very impressed. You went to school. You got an undergraduate in social work, all the time doing modeling on the side. And then you decided, oh, hey, I have to go back to school and get a master's degree. And you probably did that in order to be a professional therapist, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and yes and no, because my career started, I was in community mental health.
Okay.
I started way back in, it's called case management, where you have to do everything. Finances, mental health, emotional health, well-being, safety, involvement, housing, everything. It's the best job for a start social worker. And then I became a supervisor, and then I started supervising the therapy department, and I loved it. So then when I had my two kids, I decided to actually do private therapy part-time and then be a part-time stay-at-home mother as well.
Well, that's a fine career. So let's go back to your print modeling days and when you were on every magazine cover that I looked at in the Detroit, Michigan area, you were on it. Tell us about some of those experiences.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Marjorie. I was on Styleline, I think, 4 or 5 times in local ads, newspapers, printings. I have this stack of things to show my boys. They get old enough to see it. There's something so magical about sitting in a chair for 2 to 6 hours with your hair being teased and sprayed and combed and your face being done and patted and people looking at you like you're a portrait and then putting the wardrobe on and just realizing you are untouchable.
You're a different character. You become a different person almost.
Yeah.
You're transformed.
Oh, it's magical. Yeah. Absolutely.
Print is magical, and you've worn some amazing fashions in some of those shoots.
Oh, and not even in the shoots. And, you know, in our work together, doing the concourse, doing me walking around in the Firebird, just very ornate. When you put on this costume, you, like you said, you become the character you're embodying. It's a full escape from your life into this very creative world. It's phenomenal.
Yes, I remember you did the Concours d'Elegance here in Michigan several times.
Oh, I loved it, yes.
And you were a Siren of Chrome, or also wore a fashion, vintage auto show fashion at that venue, which was pretty great.
Oh, you have the best wardrobe.
Wardrobe is important.
That wardrobe and wardrobe team. And, yeah.
it does take a team to put it all together. Do you have a favorite shoot or a time when you were an actor?
Ooh. Okay. Well, I've got to say, actor has been in Sirens of Chrome, and I don't know if I can pick a scene. It has truly been the most incredible journey, the most incredible. I've gone around the world. I've shot with John all of the time. I miss him so, so much. He made me feel so special. You made me feel so special and so wonderful.
Well, you are special.
It's been an incredible experience acting for that film and being in China the first time we went to Beijing and walking around the Summer Palace, and there was this kind of elementary school of maybe 7 or 8 year olds, and they had never seen a 5'8" redheaded Caucasian female. They all posed and took pictures, and it's just been an amazing ride.
What a great memory. Now, you are married. Your husband is a professional in the medical field. He is a nurse.
Yeah.
And you have two small sons. How do you balance all this? How do you make it all happen?
Oh, I blame my mother for my energy. I don't know. I've never liked to be bored. I've never really enjoyed not giving or doing or being. So I do. Working at home, I have about 12 steps to go from therapist Rachel to mother Rachel. And then the shooting on the weekends, I absolutely love spending time with my husband every single evening when the boys come down. I want and I love a full life. And that's what I have.
Yes, you do. Well, you have a personality that's very exciting, very exuberant. It must really be very, very wonderful for the people that you counsel to see somebody that is so positive. So how do you attribute this very positive nature to everything that you approach?
You have to. You have to. And one of the best quotes I've ever heard was that the only guarantee in life is tragedy, and joy is a gift. So when you feel it, hold it, harness it. I harness joy. I love joy. Any little thing, any little experience, any smile my son gives me, any peck on the cheek, whatever it is, it lingers with me. I keep it in a bolt.
How wonderful. So you always accentuate the positive.
Absolutely.
Because we know that the other is in every life. Everyone experiences.
It's inevitable. And that's what I found in my career as a therapist too, is that the hard times are inevitable, but the magic in healing and in seeing the positive, not toxic positivity, but balancing. And that you've used that word a couple of times, it's perfect. Just balancing all of it and checking in at the end of every single day, checking in. Am I who I want to be? Did I do what I want to do? If the answer is yes to both of those things, then beautiful.
So let's talk about the future. Of course, you're a mother raising two very gorgeous little boys. You're going to be in trouble when they get to be teenagers.
Oh, truly.
But what do you see for yourself in the future as an actor, as a print person? Many actresses and print models have gone into maturity with a very fine career. How do you see yourself in that?
That is one of my, I don't want to call it a regret, but it's a sadness in my life right now, is having the professional career and having my two kids, taking priority to make sure they're stable. I've lost the degree of the creative life, and it's a breath of life when I feel it. So I would love to see when my kids, because they're 1.5 and 3, they are very close in age. So when they get into school, really getting back into expressing myself, I miss me. And that's just a side of me.
Well, I think many women can identify with that. And yeah. They choose to be mothers first, raise children who are very little to a place where they can fly a little bit by themselves, and then mm-hmm. coming back into a career or an area of work that they really love. It sounds like that's where you are.
Well, absolutely. I need to build their wings, and then I can fly. Yeah.
Well, that's a lovely sentiment. Let us leave on that. Let us build on that. And thank you, Rachel, so much for sharing your life, your career, some of your thoughts, and some of your really, really profound thoughts. I appreciate you coming on, and let's talk again soon.
I love it. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks again. Bye now.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you'll join us again. Please visit productionsplus.com for more information, or if you'd like to contact us. Thank you.